You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Terry Bradshaw continues to tour America as an entertainer. He shows up in places, casinos mostly, and he performs songs and tells stories about his football career, acting career, his life in general. And so as part of that, he goes and does a lot of these speaking engagements where he's promoting this tour, and then they want to talk to him about football. This is another one where he's in some podunk town, and
he's in Dallas, dude.
Okay, so that's not podunk.
I think he was in somewhere in Texas. Okay,
well, there are podunk places in Texas. Would you call Lubbock podunk?
No.
Is El Paso podunk?
No, there's like a million people that live in El Paso.
All right. Well, he goes to places... He goes to outposts and he performs. And now this is the second time this offseason he has played the world's smallest violin for Kenny Pickett. How he gets labeled a bust and it's not fair. And I think, obviously Steelers fans, I don't need to rehash history. They have a love-hate relationship with Bradshaw. But this is where you really piss them off with stuff like this. Like, you keep banging the table as, like, the greatest quarterback in team history that the team made this awful, awful mistake. And I think, well, there are actually layers to this.
Oh, I think there's a, I don't think he's playing the world's smallest violin for Kenny Pickett so much as he's going on the attack against specifically the head coach without saying the head coach's
name.
Well,
I was also going to say, I think this is, like, a cause for him.
Well, because he felt Chuck Knoll did him wrong early in his career.
But
because
also,
that's also one of the things he was asked
but
about.
But also, I think he also likes to use himself as an example of, this is why you should be patient.
It worked with me. Why wouldn't it work with everybody
else? Look at my record after 4 or 5
years. They tried to bench me, but they eventually came back around to me. And once they backed me with a really good team, look what happened.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely like the projection of, if it can work for me, it should be working for everybody that way. Which is a flawed premise. It's just like if Tom Brady said, well, if you just draft a sixth rounder at quarterback and you believe in him, you'll reap the benefits. Like, obviously, not everybody is you. There's a reason that you're the only sixth round quarterback to do what you did. There's a reason Bradshaw actually did succeed here. You know why? It was because he was ridiculously talented. And yes, it took time for it to click. And once it did, he was spectacular in the biggest moments. And he also had an all-time great defense, one of the best running backs ever, and 2 Hall of Fame wide receivers, among other things, in his favor. The idea that you would apply, I guess my point here is, Pony, the idea you would apply your own blanket or your own experience blanket sense to every quarterback that's maybe failed out in their first port of call is ridiculous. He mentions Baker in there. Baker's a 1-1 guy. That's analogous a little bit.
Well, Baker didn't fail in Cleveland. He got shoved out because
Correct.
They thought somebody was better. And by the way, he got married this week. Did you see all the tweets
Watson
about
did.
That. Yeah.
I bet the ceremony was touching.
That's not a bad one, but the big one, John Staggerwald.
Oh, really?
So the story had a happy ending.
What?
Yes, it did, John.
I got a tip. I do have to.
He reared back and found his fastball, baby.
As a matter of fact, it did.
John and I, of course, have a tortured history, but I have to just tip my cap there. You do, in fact, have to hand it to him.
That is a good one.
If Baker had played the way he played in Cleveland and the Steelers had drafted him, he'd still be their quarterback. Kenny never played that way.
He's the only quarterback to win a playoff game since they came back into the league with that team. So, like, they made a decision. They didn't think he was good enough. They thought somebody out there was better.
He played through injury when he probably shouldn't have.
Now,
you know, all that stuff.
Now, I think Darnold is way more analogous to Pickett because Sam didn't have success with any of the teams he played for. Well, prior to Minnesota. He was bad with the Jets.
Yeah, but I have to stop you right there.
He was bad with the Panthers.
He was third overall pick in a quarterback-heavy draft. I think the one thing about Kenny that has to get mentioned over and over again is that it was a reach pick in what is being looked at now, other than Brock Purdy at Mr. Irrelevant, as like the worst quarterback draft in what, at least 10 years probably? Sam Darnold was picked in Mayfield's draft, in Josh Allen's draft, in what, Josh Rosen was in that draft. Like, it was a misevaluation by the Jets. They took the wrong guy, but like, the talent in the production was there in college that made you think, okay, this guy could be really good. Kenny had 1 year of production, no doubt. But I think if you put him in any other draft in this in like the last 5 to 7 years, he's not getting out of the third round. Like, he's not getting picked earlier than, you know what I mean? He's not getting picked as early as
Well, how about this last draft?
I mean, this is the other one.
He wouldn't go ahead of Cam Ward. Would he have gone ahead of Tyler Shuck? I think he would have. I think he would have been. I think he would have been a first round pick or a early second round pick in this April's draft. Jackson Dart got picked too. He had a better career than Jackson Dart.
I don't think he had what people would probably say were the measurables of Dart. I think people like Dart as an athlete.
I agree, but he was more productive in college than Dart was.
Dart played in a better conference though,
with better players around him,
but against better players.
Right.
I mean, the Dart thing was he played in a one-read offense where Lane Kiffin kind of on purpose.
Yes, and Kenny played in an offense where he had to run to the sideline and get the play call.
Whip. Yes, I know.
Like, it was...
I just don't like comparing...
What's the movie with Tom Cruise again that's based in Pittsburgh where the coach was an a-hole?
Oh, All the Right Moves.
Yeah, something out of that movie.
I don't know.
He had
to
run to the sideline and get the plays.
I feel like it's a wrong comp to put Kenny by Bradshaw in that class of player because he just wasn't drafted that high.
I agree with that.
And so I find it to be a false equivalency. In terms of how, like, he gets talked about versus those guys get talked about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, he was not the number one pick in the draft. However, the point about how, like, I'm only relitigating this because Bradshaw brought it up again. Someone else who brought it up, I wouldn't spend more than 2 minutes on it.
No, I know.
But he's one of the 10 or 15 best quarterbacks of all time. He won 4 Super Bowls here. He won an MVP here. And he won 2 Super Bowl MVPs. And he keeps saying that they did not surround him with people to get a clear and concise evaluation of him as a player. And that is right.
Is it more about surrounding him with the right players or the right coaches? Because I think it's actually coaches in Kenny's case. I don't think Kenny has the physical skills to ever be great in the NFL.
Yes, you've made that point abundantly
clear. But he was coached horribly. And I think it's a lot easier to try to surround a guy with coaches and with a mindset and with a philosophy that will allow Kenny to be whatever the best version of him is in the NFL than it is to just say, boom, 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 we're going to have a flawless 1974-style draft, and this guy's going to be on a roster just absolutely flush to the gills with ability. They chose instead to maintain Matt Canada as their coordinator, a man completely in over his head. They chose instead to continue to let their head coach, a man who's I guess like first instinct with any quarterback not named Ben Roethlisberger is to restrict that player because he doesn't trust them.
Yep.
They let him continue to call all those shots. And so I think in those two ways, Terry has a point, even if it's a grudging one.
So you have the horrible play caller, the worst we've ever seen.
Yes.
His offensive line is Dan Moore, who we all hated.
Yes.
Sayamalu and Daniels were fine at guard.
Yes.
But Broderick Jones is a rookie playing out of position. Again, horrible job by the Steelers. And Mason Cole playing center
was bad.
Was so bad that the next year no one wanted him. He was completely washed out of the NFL and he started 17 games that year.
Correct.
So, you know, you give that offensive line, if you're being nice, you give it a C grade. It might have even been worse than that. It was probably one of the 5 or 10 worst lines in the NFL. Wide receivers were okay. I mean, he had Deontay and he had George Pickens, but think about that. You got to manage both of those guys. Super temperamental, super mercurial. Allen Robinson was the third wide receiver who was ready for the glue factory. And Freiermuth's the tight end who's, you know, a good pass catcher.
But they didn't have the right system in place to utilize Pat to the best of his abilities.
I mean, and to be honest with you, like, I think the same thing applies for Kenny this year. I think, like, he is not a good enough player where he can overcome all of these things. But at the same time, he also like keeps getting put in situations that aren't really beneficial for quarterback success. He's in Cleveland now. They're the worst team in the AFC. They might be the worst team in the NFL. They probably are the worst team in the NFL. Now, there's a reason why like that might be one of only two or three places he can go and actually compete for a job at this point. But it's the same question. If he doesn't work there, if he sucks, if he doesn't play well, how much of it's him? How much of it is the fact that he's playing for a bad team?
Is he even going to be their starter, though? There are still people there who think Flacco is pretty clearly the better option.
Well, Bostic is guaranteed it. He is.
Has he said Kenny's going to do well there, too?
I don't know. I can text him and ask. What do you think he'd say?
Who's asking? And if you say Mulsey, I don't know. Maybe go after Broderick Jones again, perhaps.
Oh, he really went after Broderick Jones hard.
I don't know, man. I just, at some point, like, you just are what you are as a player and you overcome your circumstances. So, like, you've brought up, like, well, how much of it is Kenny's fault? I think, like, it's the counterfactual to that. It's, if Kenny was that dude, you'd have seen it by now regardless of circumstance. Just like you've always said, Roethlisberger, despite the Browns' tortured history, was so gifted
physically. He would have won there.
He would have figured out a way there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.